Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
Mike, how are you?
Hey, Hunter. How you doing, man?
Good. Is Barry with you?
He is.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, hey, man. I want to talk to you about Hall of Fame. This year is a big year. It's the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania, but you two were there to start it all. You two were there at the very first WrestleMania. We wouldn't be where we are today without you guys, and I'd like to tell you today that we are going to induct both of you into the WWE Hall of Fame in Philly.
Thank you,
Hunter. Thank you.
The call every superstar dreams about. A pleasant surprise for brothers-in-law Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham, though their success was hardly shocking. Mike was an accomplished collegiate wrestler. Barry, the son of the famed Blackjack Mulligan. Together, they formed the U.S. Express, bursting onto the scene in the mid-80s.
At that time, U.S. Express symbolized American spirit, more than anything else.
Listen to the tremendous crowd. Oh, they're loving it.
Their patriotic presentation made American fans proud.
American flags everywhere.
And no one questioned this tag team's constitution.
They weren't just two big men out there beating the tar out of each other. They were two guys that were showing symmetry in their tag team moves, and that's something that I don't think was highlighted as much on WWE television as it should have been at the time.
The U.S. Express was on a fast track to stardom and then added Captain Lou Albano as manager.
Born in the USA, I'm a short fat daddy from the USA, baby.
Propelling them to their first tag team championship.
New champions of the world.
And setting sights on the historic first WrestleMania.
I'm ready, Teddy. We're ready. You be ready. I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WrestleMania.
And who better to challenge the American ideals than Iranian Iron Sheik and Soviet Nikolai Volkov?
What a matchup this is going to be. 25,000 plus here in the Garden, chanting USA.
Victory is the goal, but it was elusive for the U.S. Express.
Oh, he nailed it with a cane. Madison Square Garden stunned here as Wyndham and Rotundo lose their titles.
Still, they would not be denied. In a rematch merely months later, Wyndham and Rotunda reclaimed their place at the top of tag teams.
We have new champions, history made!
Oftentimes, I feel like there's so many unsung heroes of professional wrestling. They helped form the foundation of tag team wrestling at that time.
U.S. Express was the team that every other team had to measure up to. They set the bar.
Rotunda and Wyndham went on to enjoy similar success in singles. Rotunda as IRS.
You should pay your taxes.
Wyndham, an NWA world champion and part of the Hall of Fame faction, the Four Horsemen.
Diamonds are forever, and so are the horsemen.
But it's the U.S. Express's time together that first launched them to superstardom.
Two of the greatest athletes in the history of the business. And this was just a short time, and they still made such a huge impact, certainly worthy of the WWE Hall of Fame.
So as we commemorate 40 years of WrestleMania, let's pay our respects to those who paved the way, welcoming the U.S. Express to the 2024 class of the WWE Hall of Fame.
Hello and welcome to the Hogan Era Podcast. I am your host, JP John Paz, right here on the TMPT feed, a part of the two-man power trip of wrestling's podcasting empire. Each and every week here on the Hogan Era Podcast, we're talking about the greatest matches, moments, and feuds ever in the history of the business, all predicated in that one era, 1984 to 1993 in the WWF. Some people call it the Golden Era. We, of course, call it the Hogan era, the era that made Vince McMahon into a retired billionaire, an era that launched so many superstardoms and fandoms. It is unreal. Not only are we talking about the immortal Hulk Hogan, we're also talking about other greats such as Macho Man Randy Savage, Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Undertaker, Ric Flair, Sergeant Slaughter, King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant, and so many others. We're also talking about some of the great IC champs, some of the greatest tag team champs, some of the greatest gimmicks, some of the worst gimmicks, some of the worst champs, some of the enhancement talent of the era. We're going through the gamut here. We're talking about each and every guy that made the Hogan era so special and so popular as well. I mean, you had 33 million people at one point watching the World Wrestling Federation. So when you look at it and you look at what we're talking about today, kind of a great topic and a great team to bring up, and it's somebody we haven't discussed too much on the show, even though we probably should have. I know we talked about IRS before, but now we're going to be talking about him and his first iteration in the WWF as Mike Rotunda, and of course his tag team partner Barry Windham, who also could talk about again as the Widowmaker, making another appearance in the WWF later on during the Hogan era as well. But here today we're talking about the U.S. Express, the tag team champions that went into WrestleMania 1 together. They were a team, of course, Wyndham and Rotunda. They obviously are brother-in-laws as well. They were a team in Florida for quite some time, for about a couple of years. Did some teaming in Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling before finally landing in the WWF and making their debut October 30th, 1984. Wyndham and Rotunda beating Bobby Bass and Muhammad Saeed in about 3 minutes from the Cops Coliseum in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, part of Maple Leaf Wrestling. Then in Poughkeepsie, they beat Charlie Fulton and Johnny Rods. Then they beat R.T. Reynolds and Terry Gibbs. And they beat R.T. Reynolds and Rene Goulet. Then they beat Nikolai Volkov and the Iron Sheik via countout. And then they're on their way beating the Moondogs on a bunch of house shows as well, getting wins on TV. before finally getting a tag team title match a few months later as we head into 1985. Won a 6-85, a tag team title match where they lost a house show at the Brendan Byrne Arena, East Rutherford, New Jersey, my home away from home there. Adonis and Murdoch, the tag team champions, defeated Wyndham and Rotundo in their first ever title shot. The North-South Connection, if you will, defeated them. But they are back on their way. They obviously, to get that title shot, they won a tag team battle royal that night. They are back on their way, winning a bunch of house shows, beating Volkov and Sheik, defeating Schultz and Morocco, defeating Beefcake and Johnny V as well, defeating a lot of pretty good tag teams. And it's one of those things where, okay, let's see, you know, where they're at and how they're doing and are they getting over? And they were super over. And little factoid here, the Real American, the theme that was obviously commonly known as the Hulk Hogan theme, was originally for Wyndham and Rotunda in the U.S. Express. So they originally had that theme, and Hogan obviously had Eye of the Tiger. Things changed. He stopped using Eye of the Tiger. He got Real American, and then obviously U.S. Express stopped using that theme. But interesting little side note there that they originally were using that theme song. So I feel like it fit Hogan a lot better, that's for sure. Now we go to basically 2 months in here. You mean we're looking at, I mean, we're looking at a pretty quick turnaround here as far as them getting the tag titles. So on January 21st, 1985, at a house show in Hartford, Connecticut, the U.S. Express defeated Adonis and Murdoch, the North-South Connection, and they would go on to hold those tag titles for about 70 days. So over 2 months as tag champs, not a long run, but as they head into WrestleMania, they are the tag team champions. Just heading into Mania, though, there was a bunch of rematches, which obviously were won by Wyndham and Rotundo. They obviously just kept winning. They defeated Max Assassin and the Spoiler. They defeated Murdoch and Spot. They defeated Volkov and Sheik a few times in house shows. They defeated Rene Goulet and the Demon. They defeated Buddy Rose and Jim Haley. They defeated Rusty Brooks and Terry Gibbs, again defeating Volkov and Sheik as well. They are tag team champs, and they're getting a decent push, and they're getting a decent look, obviously. And obviously, they are super over, and that's what's going to lead them into WrestleMania 1, the greatest wrestling event of all time, Madison Square Garden, New York City, New York, 3/31/1985, WWF World Tag Team Championships. The team of the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov defeated Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda. Pretty good match, went about 7 minutes. Obviously, they cheated to win, but they won the match nonetheless, and Sheik and Volkov, who were super over as heels, I mean, uber over as heels, won the tag titles at WrestleMania 1. I feel like anybody who was a part of WrestleMania 1 lives on in infamy. One of those things where I feel like if you're a part of that show, regardless where you were on the card, regardless wins or losses or anything like that, I just feel like that is something that the wrestling fans hold near and dear, especially old school fans. They remember that, like, wow, that they were a part of WrestleMania 1. So obviously a feather in the cap for Wyndham Rotunda there, even though they lose the tag team titles there. There is going to be a bit of a rematch for those tag titles, and they will be getting those titles back. But before we get to them winning the titles back, which obviously will be a few months after, they do defeat Nikolai Volkov and the Iron Sheik on house shows by a countdown and DQ and different things. So they are facing them on house shows and getting rematches. They're also fighting them to draws on house shows. They're losing some matches on house shows. Saturday night's main event number 1/5/10/1985. Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. Barry Windham, Mike Rotundo, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat defeated George Animal Steel, Volkov, and Sheik, 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Interesting to note, just a sidebar here, because of a recent interview with Jerry Seinfeld, the infamous Jerry Seinfeld from Seinfeld, on Rich Eisen, he had mentioned that nobody really wanted to pay for Seinfeld. They didn't know if they really wanted to have Seinfeld on the air, didn't want to use it. Where is this going? Where's the wrestling connection? Well, what happened was there was a executive there that said, hey, we're making so much money from Saturday Night's Main Event, we could use some of that money and we could actually fund the first four episodes of Seinfeld and film it, you know, get like the concept and see if we like it and see if we want to buy more episodes and things like that. So basically, Jerry said if it wasn't for wrestling and Saturday Night's Main Event at WWF, he doesn't know if Seinfeld would have ever made it to the air. So, wow, the greatest show of all time, arguably the greatest comedy of all time, would have never existed if it wasn't for the WWF and Saturday Night's Main Event. Pretty crazy. Never heard that before. And obviously, if it comes from Jerry, it's 100% fact. So, man, what a crazy story, but awesome story from Jerry Seinfeld about Saturday Night's Main Event. 6/17/1985. There's the rematch, baby. Mid-Hudson Civic Center, Poughkeepsie, New York. The U.S. Express, Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo defeated Volkoff and Sheik in about 3 minutes and 15 seconds on Championship Wrestling TV taping to win back the Tag Team Championship. So two-time WWF Tag Team Champions, the U.S. Express, quite an awesome thing to do, especially in that era. Paul Orndorff, this is 8/2/85, just an interesting six-man, want to throw out there. Orndorff and the U.S. Express defeated Orton, Piper, and Bobby Heenan, Omaha, Nebraska. So really, really interesting six-man tag on a house show there. Here's another interesting tag match on a house show where they defended the tag titles. Windham and Rotunda defeated Heenan family, Big John Studd, and The Missing Link. So, wow, what a interesting team that is. On television, as part of the Prism Network, which is, of course, the Philly Spectrum and Philly PA where they would tape it, 8/24/85. The Dream Team, Beefcake and Valentine, defeated Windham and Rotundo in about 19 minutes. Good long match there to win the tag team titles. And obviously, we know the Dream Team would go on and hold it for over 225 days. So quite a run there. Obviously, the U.S. Express wouldn't win the tag titles back again, so they only win it two times. But that's kind of them on their way out because they don't really have too many more matches, basically three or four matches after that. And they're basically gone from the WWF as they kind of both go in their separate ways, so to speak. Basically, their last match, October 16th, 1985, Captain Lou Albano, Windham and Rotunda defeated Johnny V, Beefcake, and Valentine House Show in Buffalo, New York. So they go out on top. Their second to last match, so I should have mentioned this first, but Andre and the U.S. Express defeated Studd, Heenan, and Bundy in Baltimore. So interesting. They were winning on their way out, but then they're gone. And then they take that U.S. Express tag team and have enormous success in All Japan Pro Wrestling. They go back to Florida a little bit. They team up a little bit there as well. And then they kind of are going their separate ways. Obviously, 1987, they're in the UWF together. And that's kind of the end of their tag team run. Obviously, the end of their Hogan era run was pretty good and pretty significant. The fact that they were the two-time WWF Tag Team Champions, of course, defeating the North-South Connection and then defeating Volkoff and Sheik, who were a huge uber-over-heel tag team for sure. Great to see Windham and Rotunda were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. I think there's a cool video package that they did. You'll hear that on the beginning of this episode. I just think well overdue, or maybe long overdue and well-deserved as far as those two getting in the Hall of Fame as the U.S. Express. Mike Rotunda, that's his first induction in. Technically speaking, this is Barry Windham's second induction in because he was also inducted in with the Horsemen as well a few years back. Barry, one of the all-time greats. Windham Rotundo, obviously, is Bray Wyatt, who is the son of IRS. They made a nice tribute to him as well in their speech. If you think about it, obviously, Windham Rotunda, he's named after Barry Windham. So, I mean, pretty obviously significant as far as those two teaming together and their relationship and their strong bond and how close they are as brother-in-laws as well. So it's a pretty great tribute to name your son after your brother-in-law, aka your tag team partner, aka your really, really good friend. U.S. Express, one of those teams where obviously they left in the before the beginning of 1986, so maybe a lot of younger fans, may not remember them as fondly as the Bulldogs or the Hart Foundation or Demolition. But you got to rank them up there pretty high on your list as far as great tag teams in the WWF in that time period during the Hogan era. So let's wrap this bad boy up and head towards the plugs. You follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Go to the website, patreon.com/TMPTEmpire for more. Also, go to TeePublic, teepublic.com/store/TMPT and get your Hogan era t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and every sticker and everything else today. There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. Just I implore you to check it out and buy something if you must, if you will. But thank you, everybody out there, for tuning in. See you right back here next time for the Hogan Era Podcast. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip. Get every pick right and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
This contest is for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship. One fall to a finish. In the ring at this time, the manager, Classy Fred Blassie. And he represents the WWF Tag Team Champions from Tehran, Iran, weighing 258 pounds, the Iron Sheik. And from the Soviet Union, weighing 313 pounds, Nikolai Volkov. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Volkov requests you all rise and respect his singing of the Soviet national anthem. Down the aisle. led by their manager, Captain Louis Albano, are the challengers from Sweetwater, Texas, weighing 240 pounds, Barry Windham. And from Syracuse, New York, at 238 pounds, Mike Rotundo.
All right, a standing ovation for Mike Rotundo, Barry Windham, and Captain Louis Albano.
You can feel the electricity.
Albano vowed that he was going to recapture the title given the chance. He's got his man really fired up. He is fired up. We'll see if they can pull it through.
All right. Albano has Windham and Rotundo cranked it about as high as you can crank them up.
Brokaw and Sheik holding a tag team championship for quite some time. And I'll disagree with you, Bruno. I think Volkoff and Sheik, the odds-on favorite, to successfully retain the title.
Well, we know how tough they are. So far, they've defended their title many, many a time now for a good, good while. It's been a long while. But again, I repeat, it's Albano has really has these two men fired up because since they lost the title, they won.
Whoa, oh, look at that. All right, nice maneuver by Barry Windham. Uh-oh, look at that. Volkoff. Look out, Volkoff, look at that. What agility by the big man. Oh, what a drop kick, down goes Volkoff. Volkoff now with Windham against the rope. Ooh. What a right hand. Two. Wow.
Oh, it's not going to be that easy. You're not going to beat Volkoff that easy.
Rotundo in there against a 330-pound Nikolai Volkoff. One of the strongest men in professional wrestling today. And Rotundo moments ago trying to trade blows with Volkoff. Not advisable. Big Nikolai goes downstairs. Ooh, look at that. That's the kind of teamwork. That's the kind of chicanery that we have seen many, many times in the part of the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff, managed, of course, by Freddy Posse. Off the rope. Ooh. Bah! Sheik with a kick to the ribs, a series of them now. Ooh. Rotundo running with a foot moments ago of Big Nikolai, and the Iron Sheik continuing his control over Rotundo. Ooh. Ah, with a chop to the throat. Cover. One. We get two, and so close.
If Rotundo doesn't make it out to tag Windham, I'm afraid that this is going to be it. They got him hurt, and they keep tagging on him. They keep it close to their corner. This could be it.
Ooh. A couple of near misses thus far. Look at that suplex. The Iron Sheik, the master of the suplex.
Uh-oh. Camel clutch.
Camel clutch headed our way. This is going to be over. There it is. Camel clutch, and it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, my. Windham coming in. Risking disqualification. That for sure was going to be a submission. Sheik now setting up Barry Windham for the suplex. No. Look at that. Look at that. Uh-oh. Both men going round and round. One, two, oh, I can't believe it. There is jubilation. Barry Windham, Mark Rotundo. Get that threesome, Albano, Windham, Rotundo, how sweet it is! Yeah.
dominated by Captain Louis Alabano, who never had a doubt that they would once again regain the tag team title. Alabano sticking by Wyndham Rotundo all the way. Let's go back to the replay. All right.
This has been some exciting match. It went back and forth. Each kept covering the other. And here's, look at this. Here comes Wyndham. He turns him over. The referee comes over. And he counts down 1, 2, 3, and they capture the title.
All right, we'll be back with a word about it. Extraordinary.